A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 13 to 28. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor William Magnolo, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Newark, New Jersey.
Will you be my friend? Will you take this job? Will you accept this difficult assignment? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God? These are important questions that we might be asked in life. How about this one? Will you marry me? When a young man asks that of a young woman, we say that he is popping the question. Now, in a remote corner of Israel, a place called Caesarea Philippi, a place that was well removed from the adoring crowds and all of his harsh critics, Jesus took his closest followers aside and asked them a couple of important questions. He asked them first, as we read in Matthew chapter 16, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And his disciples told Jesus that the people were saying that he was a great man, among the greatest prophets in Israel's history, like up there with John the Baptist, Elijah, and Jeremiah. We might say that if Israel had its own version of Mount Rushmore back then, Jesus would certainly be on it. But then Jesus, we might say, popped the question to his disciples, asking them, "But who do you say I am?" And it was Simon Peter who answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter was saying here that Jesus was more than just a prophet. He was the nation's longed-for Savior, the one that had been promised through King David, back in the days of Moses, and even going back to Adam and Eve themselves. And Peter's answer that he gave did not come from himself. It was revealed, as Jesus said, by God the Father. What Peter said then established him firmly on the solid rock foundation of Jesus Christ. And upon that foundation, our Lord would build his church, and Peter would be an important building stone in the process. Who do you say I am? Of all the questions we could ever be asked, this one by far is the most important, because it's a question that's not about someone being our friend, or about taking on a job, or what we might say in a courtroom. It goes beyond even establishing a lifetime relationship, such as marriage between one man and one woman. Jesus' question, "Who do you say I am?" is the one question upon which eternity itself hangs in the balance. And it is one that we can only answer, as Peter once did, by the power that comes from God himself. And as we answer it in the way that he did, we too will be placed on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and become a building stone in the work of his kingdom. But to know Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, means to answer that question, who do you say I am, not just once in a lifetime, but each and every day, especially when it has to do with something that Jesus would say a little bit later on to his disciples, which he also speaks to us about when he says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. And what this means is that we are to go about losing our lives, we might say, in the sense of seeing them become what we want them to be, only to find our life again in the way that the Lord would have us live it out. And yes, this will mean suffering and dying to ourselves, just as Jesus, as he said to his disciples, had to go on to suffer and die himself, bearing all of our sins on the cross, only to be raised from the dead. In the ultimate sense, we might say that Jesus went about losing his life in order to find it. Peter may well have objected to Jesus saying that he was going to do this. And we too might protest when his ways and his plans for us are not the same as our own. But as we bear our cross and deny ourselves, as the Lord leads us and empowers us to do so, what we might have to endure or what we might have to give up cannot even begin to compare to what we will be repaid, as Jesus says, at the time the Son of Man, together with his angels, shall come in all of his glory, a glory that we, having answered the most important question of all, shall share together with him and with all the angels and saints forever and ever. Amen.
We thank Pastor William Magnolo for today's meditation on God's Word.